And now let's head to Greece, where there will be elections on Sunday, and a charismatic young leftist named Alexis Tsipras could end up being the next prime minister. He has promised to end painful austerity measures while stimulating the country's ravaged economy, but he may be on a collision course with those in Europe who have lent Greece billions of dollars worth of bailout loans. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens.
Greeks first saw Alexis Tsipras in 1990 when he was a communist teenager in a pompadour leading student protests against a conservative government. His ideas may have been radical, but he spoke with a telegenic confidence, says Matthäus Tsimitakis, who was also involved in those protests.
Calm kid, like moderate, pragmatist, you know, did politics even then.
Politics, especially the grassroots left, would define Tsipras over the years, even as he grew more moderate. He ran for Athens mayor in 2005 and had a strong showing. In 2008, he took over leadership of Syriza, then an obscure leftist party that included everyone from Maoists to moderates. In the last 4 years, Syriza, under the leadership of Tsipras, has led the wave of anger against austerity measures that have crushed Greeks. The party is now leading in all public opinion polls. At a crowded campaign rally, Tsipras takes the stage like a prime minister in waiting. Christoforos Vernadakis, a former pollster who's now running for parliament on the Syriza ticket, is at the rally too.
Εκφράζει το καινούριο.
Alexis represents something new, which is what Greeks need right now. He's just 40 years old and not part of a political family or the old political system. No one can hitch the mistakes of the past on him.
And Tsipras hammers home those mistakes at every opportunity. In a recent TV interview, he blamed the current government of Prime Minister Andonis Samaras for conspiring with Eurozone lenders to tax poor and middle-class Greeks and letting the rich off the hook.
Should anyone be afraid of our tax policy? Yes, the people who are the biggest tax evaders. They should be afraid.
His fight for the little guy is paying off at home, but it's unclear how a Prime Minister Tsipras would deal with European leaders such as Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany, which has lent Greece billions in the bailout deal. Tsimitakis, now a journalist for Syriza's official newspaper, Avyi, says Tsipras hopes to appeal for debt relief by arguing that the Greek crisis is not just a local one.
It really is a European problem. I think he has a pretty realistic basis to go and actually say that we need to turn to growth policies. There will be people there to listen.
Tsipras may find it challenging to convince European leaders, but he's inspired some Europeans outside Greece, like Valeria Zanella, a market researcher who traveled from Italy to campaign for Tsipras.
They have to listen. If Tsipras will win, he will be the chief, so they must.
For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.